hat company. I mean, it's got wizard written on my hat, he said. It's very important. He stopped and stared at the hat. Hat, he said vaguely, aware of some importunate memory pressing its nose up against the windows of his mind. It's a good hat, said Nigel, who felt that something was expected of him. Hat, said Rincewind again, and then added, the hat! We've got to get the hat! You've got the hat, Nigel pointed out. Not this hat, the other hat, and Kanina. He took a few random steps along a passageway and then sidled back. Where do you suppose they are? He said. Who? There's a magic hat I've got to find, and a girl. Why? It might be rather difficult to explain. I think there might be screaming involved somewhere. Nigel didn't have much of a jaw, but such as it was, he stuck it out. There's a girl needs rescuing, he said grimly. Rincewind hesitated. Someone will probably need rescuing, he said. It might possibly be her, or at least in her vicinity. Why didn't you say so? This is more like it. This is what I was expecting. This is what heroism is all about. Let's go! There was another crash and the sound of people yelling. Where? Said Rincewind. Anywhere! Heroes usually have an ability to rush madly around crumbling palaces they hardly know, save everyone and get out just before the whole palace blows up or sinks into the swamp. In fact, Nigel and Rincewind visited the kitchens, assorted throne rooms and stables, twice, and what seemed to Rincewind like several miles of corridor. Occasionally groups of black-clad guards would scurry past them, without so much as a second glance. Oh, this is ridiculous, said Nigel. Why don't we ask someone? Are you all right? Rincewind leaned against a pillar decorated with embarrassing sculpture and wheezed. You could grab a guard and torture the information out of him, he said, gulping air. Nigel gave him an odd look. Wait here, he said, and wandered off until he found a servant industriously ransacking a cupboard. Excuse me, he said, which way to the harem?
Turn left, 3 doors down, said the man without looking round.
Right, he wandered back again and told Rincewind. Yes, but did you torture him?
No.
Well, that wasn't very barbaric of you, was it?
Well, I'm working up to it, said Nigel.
I mean, I didn't say thank you.
30 seconds later, they pushed aside a heavy bead curtain and entered the seraglio of the Serif of Al-Khali. There were gorgeous songbirds in cages of gold filigree. There were tinkling fountains. There were pots of rare orchids through which hummingbirds skimmed like tiny brilliant jewels. There were about 20 young women wearing enough clothes for, say, about half a dozen, huddled together in a silent crowd. Rincewind had eyes for none of this. That is not to say that the sight of several dozen square yards of hip and thigh in every shade from pink to midnight black didn't start certain tides flowing deep in the crevasses of his libido, but they were swamped by the considerably bigger flood of panic at the sight of 4 guards turning towards him with scimitars in their hands and the light of murder in their eyes. Without hesitation, Rincewind took a step backwards.
Over to you, friend, he said.
Right.
Nigel drew his sword and held it out in front of him, his arms trembling at the effort. There were a few seconds of total silence as everyone waited to see what would happen next, and then Nigel uttered the battle cry that Rincewind would never quite forget to the end of his life.
He said. Excuse me? It seems a shame, said a small wizard.
The others didn't speak. It was a shame, and there wasn't a man among them who couldn't hear the hot wine of guilt all down their backbones.
But as so often happens by that strange alchemy of the soul, the guilt made them arrogant and reckless.
Just shut up, will you? Said the temporary leader.
He was called Bernardo Sconner, but there is something in the air tonight that suggests that it is not worth committing his name to memory. The air is dark and heavy and full of ghosts. The unseen university isn't empty, there just aren't any people there. But of course the 6 wizards sent to burn down the library aren't afraid of ghosts, because they're so charged with magic that they practically buzz as they walk. They're wearing robes more splendid than any arch-chancellor has worn, their pointy hats are more pointed than any hats have hitherto been, and the reason they're standing so close together is entirely coincidental.
It's awfully dark in here, said the smallest of the wizards. It's midnight, said Sconner sharply, and the only dangerous things in here are us. Isn't that right, boys?
There was a chorus of vague murmurs. They were all in awe of Sconner, who was rumoured to do positive